Well, a warm welcome to you just tuned in. I'm your host, Chris Meyer, and you're listening to the program called At Ease. It is made possible for us by the South African Military Christian Fellowship, and as a reminder that this is also a production of GNCR. You are about to listen to the program. We have our devotion by Chaplain Ben Smith, as he's going to read to us in Matthew 11, verse 7, concerning expectation. Then we're going to listen to the South African Navy Band, the Wellington March. Graham Wilson is going to narrate it for us from the Military Challenge newspaper, a testimony from Valerie Hall. And the theme of that testimony is, Army was the place for Val. Then we're going to listen to the two questions that has been explained by Captain Peter Lawrence concerning personal evangelism. Also, the news of the South African Military Christian Fellowship will be read to us by Riranzo Mangani. Then we will play out of our last South African Navy band called Coat of Arms. God bless you and enjoy this program.
Very good morning to each and everyone. Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from Matthew 11, verse 7. And you're welcome to read the rest of the verses that's following. And the question here this morning is, what did you go out to see? Expectations are one of the driving forces of life. In fact, one should have an expectation always, because God is always at work in our lives. The problem arises when you are disappointed in your expectations, especially when the sequence becomes muddled according to you and the outcome is contra what you expected. Jesus points to this danger at length. Our expectations can prevent us from recognizing truth and we walk away disappointed. Today, expect God to work beyond your wildest expectations, and you will remain amazed and will stand in awe. Let us pray. Father God, we pray this morning that you will help us to have an expectation of you always. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
An expectation. Thank you, Chaplain Ben Smith. Do you have one? An expectation. Some people say, but it is better not to have one, because if you have one and it doesn't work out, then you're going to be so disappointed. You know, if I think of the word expectation, it's not something like a hope so. You know, if you ask people a question or, you know, are you sure, then they say, I hope so. Hope so has an element of, you know, of uncertainty. I'm not sure. I hope so. Are they still coming 5 o'clock to pick you up? Well, I hope so. Maybe, maybe not. And that is not what a biblical expectation is. A biblical expectation is, it is a something that you can look forward to that will never disappoint you. Did you hear that? It's something that you can look forward to that will never disappoint you. And it means that it will be given to you, or it will be done. It will be accomplished. If I listen to what Chaplain Ben say, and you know that you can have an expectation what Christ do and what can Christ do for me today, it's not about, you know, he's a sugar daddy. Sorry for that word. He's not a sugar daddy. But to expect God to come into my circumstances. You know, I don't believe in luck. You know, many times we hear people say, hey, there's a luck, man. No, it is not luck for me. When something happened, it is an expectation that I have that God will shine His light into my circumstances. Maybe my circumstances is dark and God intervened, shed light on it, and wow, there's the breakthrough. Wow, that's a luck. No, that's not a luck. It's an expectation that God will have His way. That God will intervene. Not telling Him how to do it. Not to give Him instructions to say, this is what you must and this is not what you must not. This is an expectation that you will take control of whatever the circumstances may be in my life. Wherever you are, whatever your circumstances. Even in the house, not just in my workplace, but in the house and my circle of friends and so forth. May you really have such a high expectation that will not disappoint, but will always accomplish, because that is a biblical expectation. If you say, if I ask you the question, and I think of Captain Peter Lawrence questions, you know, when we will come there, you know, are you sure? What are you going to answer God when He asks you that? Two very important questions. Well, I hope so. You know, will you make it? that's unsure. I'm not sure. There's that doubt element. But not so a biblical expectation. May God really bless you as we're going to listen to the Navy. Yeah, they have this first song for us as we're going to listen to it, the Wellington March. Thank you. Short and sweet, the Wellington March. I was looking at this particular piece of music on YouTube, and wow, it has been played by so many different bands all over the world, and especially in the military. Wow, it looks spectacular, and how they do it, and how they march, and how they, man, I think they are so skilled in it that you will not get confused. Thank you for that piece of music. I was thinking, this year is nearly gone, and this is our 56th program, and we are heading for the end of the year very slowly but surely, and by God's grace, and if he tarry, and we are still in good health, we're gonna again approach the Christ Fest season, because he's the reason for the season. And I want to maybe, as a forerunner to that, to December, it's 2 months from now. My friends, it's a long time from now, I know, but it is before you know we are there. And I want to really to have your input in these days, so that we can put something wonderful together for the Christ Fest. How are you experiencing this program the past year or so? You know, it is by God's grace that this program can be aired, and there's so much still to do and to serve our men and women in the military, and for those who are retired, and for those, have done so much that we, sometimes I think people think we forget them, especially when we grow older, and you feel, maybe my time is up. It's not so. But that is the way we feel. So please, Riranzo is going to give us later on the details of the websites and the email addresses and the telephone numbers, that you will please send us a email, and or even a WhatsApp to the South African Military Christian Fellowship, because their number will be given to you. We're going to listen now to Graham Wilson, as he's going to talk about a lady called Valerie Hall, and how she was a lady, must I make the military my, vocation, my whole life spent there, or must I not? Maybe you was also in such a predicament. Listen to what Graham read for us about this lady's testimony here in the Military Challenge newspaper. Let's listen to her.
The following testimony is taken from the Challenge newspaper, the military edition. Army was the place for Val. She never regretted joining the Army because she knows why she's there. 6 years had passed since Valerie Hall had taken up a position as a physical education teacher. Now she felt it was time for a change and wondered if the armed forces was the place where she belonged. After 6 years of teaching PE, I began to feel that I would not want to be teaching hockey on cold, wet winter days in the future, Valerie chuckles. I had been interested in joining the armed forces as a teenager, but my interest in sport had led me towards teaching PE. At this critical juncture in her life, Valerie, who is also known as Val, began to pray, confidently believing that God would show her what to do, because she had submitted her life to Jesus at the age of 8. I was in Sunday school, and the leader was telling us about the difference Jesus Christ, God the Son, makes in our lives. I can remember that he held up 2 hearts, one black and one white, and explained that our lives were like the hearts. He said if we did not trust Jesus Christ had died to take the punishment we deserved for breaking God's commands, our heart would be dirty, dark, and displeasing to God, like the heart on the left. He then showed us the heart on the right and said, if we ask Jesus Christ to be our Lord and Saviour and ask him to forgive us, then he will clean up our hearts and we will be pleasing to God. This really spoke to me in a simple way. I asked Jesus to come into my heart and make it clean, as I did not want it to be dirty and displeasing to God. It was then that I decided I wanted to live God's way. As she grew older, Val learnt that salvation through faith in Jesus means to repent of all evil thoughts and actions that oppose God and to be obedient to the Holy Spirit that dwells in everyone who believes in Jesus, as Acts chapter 2 verse 28 and Romans 8 verse 6 teaches. So when Val graduated university and was offered a job that did not feel right, she declined and waited for God to guide her to the right place. Now 6 years later, she waited on God to show her the path to take. I was on the way to the sports suppliers one afternoon when I heard an advert for educational officers in the army. I stored the information away in my brain and thought nothing of it until a few months later the same thing happened again. Deciding that perhaps God was speaking to her, Val visited the careers office and had an interview with the army school's liaison officer. After much paperwork and a thorough medical examination, she was granted an interview with the regular commissions board. This process took several months, and I began to feel I lacked direction from God, so I turned to the Bible and reluctantly continued my daily readings from Deuteronomy. Val thought that this book was dry and non-inspirational, but as she read the first chapter, she realized that God was using the book to lead her. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 8 says, "See, I have given you this land. Go and take possession of the land that the Lord swore he would give to your fathers." It goes on to say in verse 21, "Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged." I knew from that moment on that I would pass the RBC and offer a commission. Val was proved and right, and she stayed in the armed forces even when she got married. At the end of her commission, God once again guided her, and she accepted the position as the executive officer of the Armed Forces Christian Union, AFCU. I've never regretted joining the army for a second. That's not to say that I have enjoyed every second, but I had a very good time with many opportunities to both live and share my faith in Jesus. I'm well aware that God might call me out of my comfort zone, but for now I'm just grateful to be in the privileged position of seeing and work in the United Kingdom military each day. I can testify to his faithfulness and answered prayer and his guidance, Val concludes. What an encouragement it is to us to learn of someone who prayed confidently to God to lead her his plan for her life and for her fulfillment in her career and calling.
Thank you, Graham Wilson, for that wonderful testimony of Valerie Hall. Army was the place for Val. That is the theme of this testimony. I have a question. As I listen to it once again, I think of Chaplain Ben Smith, his devotion, expectation. I wonder when we ask the Lord to help us, you know, to guide us. Many times there is uncertainties in our lives and we need direction, or we lack direction, or we don't have a sense of direction, and all of this, and seeking what is God's will for my life. Can I know what is God's will for my life, and so forth? And a question is, you know, what? And it is this. Let me put it out there. What do you expect when you do ask God that question? Lord, where must I go? Must I stay? Must I leave? Must I move on? Is my time up? Is my season over? And then how will I know? I have this expectation, but I'm not sure how to know. Can one know for sure that you can know what is the will of God and to expect that God will reveal it to you? Or is it some pie in the sky, or must you have some sort of superstition that you take the Bible and put it underneath your pillow and tonight you're going to sleep, and then some mysterious way that you're going to have some sort of direction, or you're going to have, oh, now I know what God wants for me? Or is there a clear-cut guideline and principles in the Word of God, because I expect God to answer me, just like Valerie, and God show her. She has that expectation. Maybe God didn't immediately open it and reveal His will, and later on He did. If I ask God to forgive my sins and cleanse me from my sin, can I expect Him to do all of that? Or is there certain sins in my life that He will not forgive? Or can I know for sure this is the expectation, a hope that will not disappoint me, that God will cleanse me from all of my sin? And then also the expectation that the Bible say that He will never think about that again. Wow! Can I expect that from God? Doesn't matter what I've done? Yeah! Can I want to shout out, yes, 1,000 times, yes. You can, because He will never lie. The Bible teaches us that God never lies. I think it is in Numbers that say that God is not man, that He will say something and will not do it. We can lie. We will say, I make a mistake. But not so with God. Thank you. This really has touched my heart once again of and where she found, when the moment God gave her His will, this is what I want you to do. Don't go out of the military. I want you to serve me there. Here is the, what can I call it, the punchline. Here is the bottom line. Or maybe I can say, here is the watermark to know that I am within the will of God, that my expectation is being met. And that is the peace of God that transcends all understanding, will guard, will be a referee in my heart and in my mind. So when I do make the choice, that peace of God will either rule or there will be no peace at all. The moment there is no peace at all, then I know I make the wrong decision. So it's not God's fault. No, because I expect Him that He will always be truthful. Remember, the Bible says that righteousness and justice is the foundation of His throne. So I can trust Him. I can believe Him. And one of the wonderful things that Graham Wilson mentioned in her testimony is she always go back to the Bible. How does God talk to us? If you can talk on that for a topic, wow. Through many, many, many ways, if I'm open for that. But one of them, I think, primarily is His Word. How do God confirm when He talk to us? Well, there's many ways that He can do that too. I don't put Him in a can and say, you can't do this or that. But primarily through His Word. What does the Holy Spirit use to confirm that? His Word. And I really trust that you've been touched by this testimony of Valerie Hall. The military was the place for Val. Can I, before I going now to the captain, that very same thing that many times we don't want to do, especially, you know, if we sense that there's something that God wants us to do and we don't want to do that thing and we want to shun away from it, it is exactly what God wants us to do. That's tough, eh? Let's listen to the captain.
Good evening, At Ease listeners. These past 9 months or so, we've heard the two questions There's two spiritual questions regarding where you stand before Almighty God and the gift of eternal life. The first question being, have you come to that place in your spiritual life where you know for certain that if you were to die, you would go to heaven? And the second question, suppose you were to die and appear before Almighty God, and he were to ask, why should I allow you into my heaven? What would you say? Two piercing questions that need an answer, and which prayerfully you can now answer, or you were able to answer. But now the question being, don't you want to ask people those questions that you know and want to know? Where do they stand before Almighty God? Diagnostic questions to ascertain where they stand before God and perhaps help them to find salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. So perhaps you're in a foxhole, perhaps you're in a car or an aeroplane, and you have a few moments with someone. You might never see them again, but you felt led to share the good news with them. So how do you do this? Maybe it's also just with a neighbor. It's going to take over a few months. You can ask the two questions. And of course, one's got to earn the right. You can't just go in there guns blazing, so to say. It once happened at a Bible college where this outline was being taught. And they went out for practical training, got into a taxi, and the one student straight away said, suppose you were to die. And of course, the one person in the taxi got such a fright that he jumped out, slid open the door, and got out the first opportunity, worried that he was perhaps going to die. But of course, the question had been asked too quickly, and the right to ask the question had not been obtained. So over the next few months, we'll share how to share the two questions in the gospel. But we'll start tonight then with developing a friendly relationship. So this is critical. You know, also walking the talk. You've got to set a good example. People must see in you the love of Christ. They must see in you the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So the first point would be a sincere interest in the person's life. Ask him questions like where he went to school, why he joined the military, or the job that he's in. But taking a sincere interest, not just quickly, but taking some time to get to know him better. And sincere listening, not just what's the next question or what next in developing a friendly relationship, but sincerely listening to his answers. And perhaps he's telling you about his grandmother that died or the financial situation he's in. And these are things that you can help with later. So listen sincerely that he can see that you take an interest in him. And sincere caring that there's follow-up and that you really, he heard what he had to say and you want to care and be there for him. And of course, this all goes about the Holy Spirit helping you, that you're dependent on the Holy Spirit helping you through this time. And so you'd be perhaps silently praying, others praying for you, knowing that you love to share the gospel, and you get prayer partners. But the first point then is developing a friendly relationship. And so I'd like to leave that with you, that before you ask the two questions, that you develop this friendly relationship with people. Even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes that it takes, or it might be over a few months, but you might only have that moment in life, that opportunity that is there and then gone, that you meet this person. And then you've sown seeds in his heart, the two questions, and the Holy Spirit, of course, dependent that he will continue to speak to this person's heart afterwards. So thank you. So take that to heart, developing this friendly relationship, that you can earn the right then to ask the two questions that you will come to in a few weeks' time. Now thank you. Every blessing in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Captain Peter Lawrence. You have to earn the right. I can remember many years ago as a young learner minor. You know, we say, if you're under 8, you are a minor. But I was a learner minor in the Witbank Colliery Training Center to learn to be a minor. I always want to be a minor. After many years, I nearly became one, but I was in the training school. And there was a bus that take us from the, the hostels to the mine. Once a week we have classes and you learn Fanagalo and all the nitty gritties about mine and this and that, pillar mining in the coal mine. And I can remember as with this particular Saturday, as we work every second Saturday, as we were waiting now for the guys to come out of the mine and get dressed and jump in the bus after they've been showered and go home. There was a discussion on the bus about, our driver was a black man. And there was a discussion among them about, nitty-gritty stuff, small talk and this and that. And somewhere, somehow, I was wondering, how can I, and I feel the burden in my heart to share with them. But I can't just, jump in and take, And I asked Lord, how I'm gonna do this? And then as I ponder about it, I listen. Listen what is the topic. Listen what they're talking about. Yeah, it's a lot of talk and it's a lot of noise. And out of that, the Lord give me common ground. And then they, each one, you don't even give people chance to talk. Everybody's talking, we can sing together but not talk together. But, a lot of minors or learner minors, they can do a lot of things together. And then I found myself talking to the people in the bus and using what I've learned in the mine, in the training center, use that in the bus. And in a way, God put these things together. And ever since that day, it's as if God just opened the door. So if you can just listen, and I know we hammer this thing a lot of times, just listen to what has been said. Allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you. That expectation that God will make a door open here for me to say. And God will do that. Thank you, Captain Peter, for teaching us personal evangelism. Let's listen to the South African Military Christian Fellowship news.
Attention! Good evening, South Africa. Good evening, listeners of At Ease FM. Riranzo Manganyi, your newsreader. We pray for the peace and an end to the terrible war in Ukraine, as well as for peace in conflicts in other areas of the world. Let us continue to pray that the soldiers fighting on both sides in Ukraine tend to and find comfort and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for their safety and the gift of eternal life in heaven. That they will have the peace that surpasses all understanding through Christ Jesus the Lord. Please pray for the SMCF as we make changes to our constitution and operating principles in line with the Word of God and His guidance. The Association of Military Christian Fellowship Prayer, AMCF Prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins. Bless the servicemen and women of all nations, and grant that we who know the joy of being all in one in Christ Jesus may be filled with your love and pass it to one another through the power of the Holy Spirit until His coming again. Amen. Please pray for the SANDF and other South African troops presently deployed to northern Mozambique to conduct peacekeeping operations. Pray also for the naval and air support as well as the medical staff all serving in different areas of operation. Planning for the Regional Association of Military Christian Fellowship Interaction called Madagascar Mountaintop Interaction, MMTI, which is again taking place in Madagascar from the 8th to the 15th of October 2022, continues to go well. Military ethics will be a new subject included in the program. Please pray for the preps to go well. We give praise and thanks for our SMCF delegates attending the interaction, who will depart this Thursday, 6th of October, to Madagascar and travel by air to Madagascar via Nairobi, Kenya. A big thank you to all our sponsors. We please vary our listeners' prayer for this news item, especially for Riri and Zinzi during the attendance of the MMTI from the 6th to the 17th of October. We thank God for our SANDF chaplains. Please join us praying for their ministry and services in the SANDF. Please consider how you listeners might become more involved in supporting the ministry of the SANDF in the SANDF. This might be through prayer, financially, or other means. Let us know and we will further interact and contact you. Your support will be very much appreciated. I thank you very much. Please remember our contact is 062-028-7546. I repeat, 062-028-7546. You can either call or WhatsApp. You can also email us at our email at smcf3@gmail.com. I repeat, smcf3@gmail.com. Our at ease email address is at ease@gncr.org.za. At ease@gncr.org.za. You can also text us on our messenger, on our Facebook page at South African Military Christian Fellowship. I thank you. Have a good evening. God loves you, and I love you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Riri Mangani, for that news. I just received a few pictures of the captain, and he tell me here on WhatsApp, I'm present at sea on ferry duty, and I have some pictures there of Table Mountain and how he is busy working there in the Cape. Thank you, Captain Peter Lawrence. I really appreciate that. Wow. Thank you. May God bless you. Folks, we're going to play out now with our last Navy song, Coat of Arms. I want to ask a question here. Coat of Arms. When you look at Coat of Arms, you know, family shields, you see, you know, I try to look it at the perspective of a little child. I saw a shield. I saw colors. There's some emblems. There's some look like, you know, animals. Either a gazelle or a lion or a cheetah, or there's a sword, something that looks like a sword. So we know the coat of arms, and each one has a specific symbol. Each have a specific purpose, and the symbol of something. It wants to tell us something, like a family tree. I want to ask a question, and I would love you to send to me your answer via the email that Riranzu give. What is the coat of arms for a child of God, or for a Christian, if you want to? Think of that one. What is the coat of arms for a Christian? May God bless you. Be at ease until the Lord's willing next Tuesday, the same time, the same place. Until then, be at ease. Thank you.